from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's Paul Hamilton.
That's what they called me in college, was the bone.
He has the facts to back up his opinions.
People ask me, well, how are the Sabres going to, are they going to win tonight? I don't have a clue.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Let's let this ride a little bit here, Paul, because it's special.
Why is Dancing Queen special?
I mean, just what a song, what a version, what a rendition of it. You're an ABBA guy, right?
I'm proud to say it. A lot of people would be embarrassed by that. I'm not. I mean, I enjoy a lot of their songs. I just saw a documentary not too long ago about them where a lot of interviews, how they were popular so much longer in Europe than they were in the United States, and it was very interesting. I enjoyed it.
I don't see, I mean, this is a compliment, by the way, sincerely. I don't see you as a guy that embarrasses easily.
I can, but yeah, I don't know if I would say easily, but...
Like when you, how many times in our careers together have Bulldog or I said something to you like, oh, I've never seen Seinfeld, I've never, like you just, you're kind of, you like to be different, I think, and you know, you're not embarrassed to, you know, have anybody tell you they think that's weird or something like that. That's a good trait.
I will say... this is, I suppose, a little embarrassing. I don't know if I've ever admitted this on the air.
Right.
Since my wife passed away, I do watch a Hallmark movie now and then because that was her favorite.
Yes. All right, I've never said this, and this is probably worse for me to say. My father-in-law is into those. And I think even my brother-in-law, and I find that astonishing. But there's going to be one on the Chiefs, did you see?
Yes, I saw that. I saw that. So, yeah, and I mean, I don't sit there and watch the channel all day long, but for now and then, I might stop there and watch a movie. And
okay.
It, as I said, Don used to watch them, so, of course, I used to watch them quite a bit, a lot more than I do now, but still do from time to time.
Jeremy's line on the Chiefs one was, we finally have a new fantasy football last place punishment, having to watch a Chiefs themed Hallmark movie. New last place fantasy punishment just dropped, I think he said.
I think Jason Kelsey's should be part of it.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, since his brother, you know, I think he should, since he's retired and doesn't have much to do, he should be one of the stars.
He might play his brother. You could even see that happening. Well, can't wait to find out. The schedule came out today. I was just texting Bulldog, who I believe is still in Spain. It's not too late for me to do this, I think, that I said, you know, you're probably having a great time, but if you need to pick me up, the Sabres play a 3:00 home game on Thanksgiving Friday.
3:00?
3:00.
That one I missed.
Vancouver.
When I was scouring the schedule.
Not that we don't love our jobs, but that's always been one where, like, are we working? It's not a holiday, or it is. It's a Friday. Everybody else is off, kind of. And so it's nice to have a 3:00 Sabres game on Thanksgiving Friday. Was there anything about the schedule that was interesting to you? I mean, I know every year it's just a new order for things, but did anything matter to you?
nothing got past a four-game road trip. Usually they have one that's really, really, you know, daunting. But nothing really got past a four-game road trip. They have one that's a little goofy. Boston, Utah, Minnesota, Winnipeg. So I thought that was a bit goofy.
Yep, I see that. Also, four in a row out Western Canada with Seattle.
That's pretty standard, that one.
Yep.
And it's set up perfectly where you go to Seattle, then up to Vancouver, then over to Calgary and Edmonton. So that's set up well. But in the Boston one, they may even go home first because they play Boston on Monday and they don't play Utah till Thursday. So they might even play Boston on Monday, fly home.
Sure.
And then fly out of Buffalo to Utah. I don't know. And then it's Utah, Minnesota, and Winnipeg. You kind of go out to Utah, and then coming back, you play some games. So, really, this isn't too bad of a schedule. And, you know, when they play the there is no All-Star game. They have the Four Nations Face-Off Tournament. The Buffalo will be off then from, I believe it is the 5th all the way through down to the...
The 9th. The 9th or the 21st?
The 9th.
Because they do play on the 8th. There's one game. Yes. There's one game sort of hiding in that little pocket there.
I'm looking. The numbers aren't popping up. I'm looking at a schedule where the numbers aren't clear.
They're so small.
And that's why I said the 5th. Yeah, it is very small. It is the 9th. Thank you.
Yeah.
So they have a good break there. I remember last year I went to Cape Canaveral during that break. It was like, hey, you know what? I've been freezing for so long, and you would think, well, with all the traveling you do, why do you want to travel? And I found a friend from college who wanted to go too, and off to Cape Canaveral. It was a really cool trip. I really enjoyed it.
Very cool. Well, the schedule is fun. I'm back in the ticket family this year, so look forward to sort of ranking games and seeing what I can come up with there as we're sharing tickets. Player moves today. Some Rochester-bound players. James Reimer, what's number one on this list from today's moves?
That's it. I mean, the rest of it is basically just Rochester moves. And you knew they had to get a third goaltender. And it's a lot of folks are thinking, well, now that must mean Levi's going to start in Rochester. I don't take it that way at all. I mean, they had gotten Felix Sandstrom, but I thought, Felix Sandstrom's your number three goalie. You might want to change that. So I was fully expecting another goaltender to be signed, and it is James Reimer. The thing is, if you send him to Rochester, you're still going to pay him his NHL salary. But I think it's probably – I think it's this way. It's Devin Levi's job to lose in training camp. I think they'll go in thinking Lucan and Levi – and I think it's Devin Levi's job to lose. And if he looks ready, I think he's ready, and that puts Reimer in Rochester. And if he's not, then Reimer backs up Lukanen, and Levi starts in Rochester. So, I could see it either happening, but, I would think, in my thinking, is Levi would have to lose the job.
What would you think is the best course of action with Lukanen and money?
Well, doing a little bit of research on it, I'm thinking between $4.5 million and $5 million, but I doubt he would want to, especially since in his mind he should still keep improving. So I don't know if he'd want to go the full route of 7-8 years, thinking, you know, why bog yourself down now with that? That's what surprised me with Owen Power. Owen Power got a nice contract, but I thought, I'm a little surprised he went 7 years, you know, and didn't see, all right, wait until I improve a little bit more. Maybe I can get more type of a scenario. And I think Lukanen could do that. Maybe take a 3-year contract and at the end of that, see where he's at. He'd be around 28 years old, I believe, and see where that's at. Or maybe take a 2 and do it at 27. You know, take something at $4.5 million, 2 years, and then do it again. Bet on yourself. So, but you never know. You never know how he and his agent are thinking. They might like the security of a 7 or 8 year contract. Darlene was the only one that got 8 years. You know, Power, Thompson, Cousins, Tuck, Earl Tuck already was signed. Samuelson all got 7 year deals, and Tuck did too when he was in Vegas. You know, he got a 7 year deal from them. The only one who got an 8 year deal was Darlene.
And Lukanen is up right now, right? RFA.
He is. Yeah, Lukanen, Krebs, Joki Haru, and Malenstein are the ones that are up right now. And Yogi Haru is an interesting one because they I think they want to know where he stands. You know, what's he thinking? Because he has one more year and then it's, you know, it's unrestricted free agency for him if he so chooses. And so I think they would, if he's a guy that's like, oh, I don't know if I want to stay or something like that, they may look to move him this year. And if they do that, maybe that's one of the reasons they signed Dennis Gilbert. And you know, brought him on board if they would have to, you know, have to move him into the situation. Because if I'm looking at the depth chart right now, I basically say I don't think Samuelson's in the top four right now. Yoki Haru played pretty well last year, and you can go, you know, it's either Darlene with Byram or Darlene with Power, and you can still go lefty-righty then with the other guy and Yoki Haru, and still go lefty-righty with Samuelson and Clifton. If you put Samuelson up there and maybe pull Yoki Haru down, then you got all lefties up on the top four, and then your two righties on the third pair. If you don't do that, then Samuelson, if Yoki Haru, if they decide that maybe moving him is the best, then Samuelson would move into the top four, and either Gilbert or Bryson would move into your bottom pair.
I think Yoki Haru for me is the number one perfect trade this player idea. Which is not, as I hope I don't have to say to you, like, to say, like, that he's bad. I'm not, that's not, you know, you're not going to be able to trade your bad players. So I think he's got enough value. I think they're deep enough there. A lot of what you said, he doesn't have the contract right now, so that can be good or bad for this. Like, he's not locked in anywhere. But maybe a flexibility for a new team if the Sabres were ready to make such a move for a forward.
I think it's the other way. His value probably has never been better.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think he played the best hockey that he's played for the Sabres. So that would make a trade idea also, if that's what you're thinking, I think more appealing, because his value has never been better.
Yeah, I think I would agree with that. Just not having Samuelson's contract. Right? Or what happened with Skinner? You're not hamstrung by anything like that here with Yoki Haru, which, you know, should be a good thing for the Sabres if that ends up, you know, happening. We'll see. We've only said that about 500 times over the years. If this trade happens, you know, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah,
Paul, I was talking earlier, a little bit of a rant came out on the notion of players not wanting to play for Buffalo at this point in time. I thought Sal Capaccio made sort of the right point yesterday talking about this, and which you've said too. It's like it's their own fault. To whatever extent that's the case, whatever problems they're having and sort of convincing players to join up is a lot of their own doing. Not entirely. It can be the market. It can be whatever, different
taxes.
Reasons. Sure. I'd like to hear you talk about that and what kind of 1 to 10 or something, what kind of problem do the Sabres have right now in terms of, like, their appeal?
Well, Kevin Adams would be the first one to tell you that what you're saying is correct, that it is their own fault. He said it himself. And but the thing is, too, the way I look at it, I don't think it's something that has to be. I mean, when Briere and Drury and those guys are around, people wanted to come to the Buffalo Sabres because the Buffalo Sabres looked like a team that could be Stanley Cup champions. And, you know, when injuries just killed them against Carolina, they might have been Stanley Cup champions. You know, who knows what would have happened had they been stayed healthy for that. So back then, people wanted, I mean, I think we'll look at the Buffalo Bills. Nobody wanted to go play for the Buffalo Bills for a while when they went 17 years out of the playoffs. Now, people don't mind coming to Buffalo. So it's not that they never, it's the losing. It's the 13 years. It's the, when is it going to end? I mean, it just seems like there's no end to it. And, well, look at all the players that have wanted to leave and asked to leave. And, you know, it looked like maybe it was starting to change last summer when Adams was actually getting calls from agents inquiring about coming to Buffalo, when it looked like, look at this young team that is really good and they almost made the playoffs and they're on their way. And then they just slide the next year. And then you're back to maybe worse off than you were before. So it's not that nobody will ever want to come to Buffalo, but you're in a bit of a catch-22. You're going to have to become a more of a destination. You're going to have to get in the playoffs or be close to the playoffs or showing you're on a huge uphill swing. Yeah, people, I think, still think the Sabres have, you know, good players and players that can really produce. But, you know, what is Tage Thompson? Is he a 47-goal scorer? Is he a 33-goal scorer? A 31-goal scorer? I mean, there was such a big difference with a lot of these guys on the team. You don't know exactly what you have. And now Adams, it seems like he's starting to bank on these guys again when it comes to trying to get another top six forward in here because he couldn't do it. He tried and, you know, well, teams aren't trading. Guys who we had in mind or talked about didn't get traded and this, that, and the other thing. And free agents, well, you think Steven Stamkos is coming here at this point in his career? I mean, he's not even going to have the conversation to come here. So, now you're into that. And then it's like, well, how do you ever start getting better again if nobody will even come here? And that's what maybe they do have to, you know, Paterka and Thompson and Tuck and Benson and Cousins and Quinn and the young players. They're going to have to come through a little bit for people to say, yeah, I want to be part of this. I want to come and be part of what they're doing in Buffalo.
You know, I'm thinking of the whole momentum debate, quote debate in sports, and like, okay, the patterns of goals and things, and, you know, Florida leads Edmonton 3-0, and then Edmonton makes it 3-3, and everybody's invoking momentum. And the thing I think is, well, how did they win game four? And like you mentioned, Drury and Briere, they changed that. You know, like Briere was famous for how he smelled hockey when he got off the plane, you know, like, and that was something he craved. And he as a player and as a leader helped cultivate that. And Drury as well. I don't know what Chris Drury felt about being traded to Buffalo from Calgary, by the way. Like, he was out of the Avs organization by then. Do you know? Do you remember? Was he up for it? Or
It seemed like he was. He said he was. Of course, you know, of course you're going to say you are when you're there. I used earlier with Sal, I used Craig Revay as the example. He was, I mean, he has said this on the air. He was crushed when San Jose told him he was traded to Buffalo. He's like, no, I don't. But he had to go. And now he still lives here. He brought his family up here and found what a great place it is. And was kind of embarrassed that he was, you know, against it the way he was. And back then, too, one thing I should have brought up, there weren't anywhere near as many no movement clauses. Now it seems like almost everybody has either a partial no movement of substance or a full no movement. It's just, that's almost standard practice, which makes trades. I mean, Briere and Drury had no choice. They had to come. So, I don't think either one had a problem with it at the time. And, you know, they wound up on a team that really was up and coming and almost, as I said, were challenging for a Stanley Cup. So that's a big difference, too. The amount of, you know, no movement contracts that are, it seems like it's standard procedure with anybody of any substance. And that makes it harder. That's like, Buffalo? No. Or even, let's say, if they were chasing a guy like Natchez or a guy of that nature who has another year before, you know, I'll go for a year, but I don't want to sign a contract with Buffalo. So now if Buffalo wanted to make a trade for a player like that, then it's like, well, why should we make a player trade for that? Then you're doing Tim Murray. Tim Murray, how many times did he? Well, we'll convince him. Yeah, that didn't work out real well. And you don't make a trade for a guy thinking we'll convince him that they're going to want to stay in Buffalo after a year. So I mean, you run into that too. So it's a different type of dynamic than it was back then.
That's fine. That's true. The Sabres really, when they traded for Briere and then later Drury, that's 2003. Like, that is the depth of the bankruptcy stuff, and really just, it wasn't that long ago prior to that, though, when the Sabres had a lot of success. So it wasn't like ancient history. Now it feels a little bit more like it's just been so long, and all the trials and tribulations with Eichel, there has been a lot. How much does Ruff help with this right now? I know that maybe this is a better question a week ago. We're talking about possibly trading the draft pick or what have you, but there's still movement to come here in the league. Does Lindy give off the right, you know, scent, if you will, for sort of a new Sabres renaissance?
I was thinking it's possible, but now that I've seen the results, I'm thinking maybe not. You know, yes, they did very, very well at making themselves harder to play against, but would those players have come anyway? You know, they're not exactly the superstars of the league. You know, Zucker is a guy that, is more towards the end of his career. So, you know, I don't know what kind of offers he had, or Gilbert came home. So would those guys have come anyway? So before this all started, I would have said yes. But now that I'm seeing the results, I'm thinking maybe it hasn't really mattered all that much.
Mm. We can't end there, Paul. I mean, it's holiday week. We can't. What's your next concert?
Hart got canceled or postponed. Oh. Unfortunately, Ann Wilson is undergoing some cancer treatments. So Dan Dunleavy now, we're going to go to that. So I wish her the best. It's very unfortunate for her that that is happening. So that was going to be my next venture out to a concert venue.
That was at the arena? No.
Yes, it was at the arena in August.
Oh, that, so anybody, that would have been
folks
cool.
Who do not know that, or in their cars, if you have tickets to Hart, the it's going to be postponed, but she is done for 2024. She said it's chemo it's kind of preventative chemo. They did surgery, but she won't be back until 2025. So that would be the earliest that the concert in Buffalo would be rescheduled.
I don't know if I want to end here either. That's pretty sad. Ann and Nancy, is it still the two sisters?
Yeah, it's pretty sad, but you know what? It's nice that they got it.
Yep.
You know, and that's positive news. So I was happy to read that for her. And the chemo, it's like, all right, the cancer's been removed. They just want to do some chemo to make sure that there's no remnants. She sounded pretty positive. It's just, you know, because of it, she has to get off tour. And she said she'll be back in 2025. So that's positive.
Have you ever been on the Whirlpool jet boat?
Many times.
Really?
My hockey team gets together every 2 years in a different city. In the year I hosted it, we went on the jet boat, and they loved it.
Great idea.
I have taken probably maybe 4 guests over the years that have come to Buffalo in the falls on it, and each one just loved it. So, yes, I've been on it at least 4 times, maybe more.
I was on it today.
Did you enjoy it?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I said this before, like, I am not a thrill seeker. I mean, that is sitting in a boat. It's a great ride. I'm just, like, usually not, you have to talk me into it, something like that. But if it's the water, I'm up for anything. And, man, I love that ride. There were 10 of us today that went, and it put such a smile on my face. I just love all of it. That instant when you are about to get smacked by the water and you see it and you just, like, you really can't fully prepare for it. It's just the best. You see the water flying at you. I love it. Love the
jet boat. And here's some positive stories. They, I don't know if they you heard the stories while you were on board. They actually have saved people, you know, who maybe have been off on the side and slid off rocks because they're slippery.
Oh, wow.
And you get in those rapids, you're in trouble. And they have gone and saved people. So they have saved lives, too, which is very cool.
Nice. Well, there we go. We did it. We ended on a happier story. Thank you, Paul. We'll see if there's news tomorrow. I mean, was there a development camp today?
There's development camp today, and we get to hear from some of the free, I believe, Zucker, Lafferty, and Gilbert tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll see Gilbert in person because he's here. He lives here. The other two, I think, are Zoom, so at least we'll hear from some of the new Sabres. And, of course, development camp will be going on also.
Dennis Gilbert signed with the Sabres free agent out of St. Joe's, played for, what, Chicago and Calgary? Calgary, yep. At least. And he also played in the 11-day power play, I believe.
I believe you are correct, and I don't think that's the first time. I think he's done it before.
Pretty good. I don't think he was on the ice with my daughter, but there were some big dudes.
How did she like it?
I think very much. She scored a goal and assist, and it was fun to watch some of her 12-year-old teammates play with men, like men and women. Like, there were adults on the ice. There were kids together for 3 hours on that shift. The Blue took it 1,561 to 1,526, but she did the best she could scoring.
I thought
once.
Maybe you were going to tell me she was on the WGR team.
Not yet. No, I think we're good. Right? I mean, I'm not out there, but I feel like our team is pretty good.
No.
Not really?
I was behind the bench for one of them. They try hard. They have fun. They enjoy it.
Now we're back to a downer ending. We ended up, got to get out of here.
No, it's fun that they go out and enjoy it, and they participate in the power play and help the cause, and that's very positive.
Paul, thanks. I'll be in touch tomorrow. I'm not sure we'll make anything work, but maybe.
Okay, take care.
Paul Hamilton on the West Her Hotline, development camp happening this week. And this is the part where I remember that Bulldog is not here. So I have to remember to say Paul Hamilton's appearances on WGR is brought to you by Equitable Advisors. Planning for your future is about more than just money. Let Equitable be your guide. And by Relax Honda. Relax, we got this. One thing I wanted to do today that I haven't done is rank Aaron Rodgers. You want to talk Sabres or Bills? That will take precedence, you know, probably. 803-0550 is the number. But I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers and just what kind of credible threat is he to the Bills in the AFC East? Mike Shopier, Bulldog is off. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.